Ephesians Chapter 1. Dear Christian friends at Ephesus, ever loyal to the Lord, this is Paul writing to you, chosen by God to be Jesus Christ's messenger. 2. May his blessings and peace be yours, sent to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. 3. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ. 4. Long ago, before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own. Through what Christ would do for us, he decided then to make us holy in his eyes, without a single fault, we who stand before him covered with his love. 5. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And he did this because he wanted to. 6. Now all praise to God for his wonderful kindness to us and his favor that he has poured out upon us, because we belong to his dearly loved Son. 7. So overflowing is his kindness towards us that he took away all our sins through the blood of his Son, by whom we are saved. 8. And he has showered down upon us the richness of his grace for how well he understands us and knows what is best for us at all times. 9. God has told us his secret reason for sending Christ, a plan he decided on in mercy long ago. 10. And this was his purpose, that when the time is ripe, he will gather us all together from wherever we are in heaven or on earth to be with him in Christ forever. 11. Moreover, because of what Christ has done, we have become gifts to God that he delights in, for as part of God's sovereign plan we were chosen from the beginning to be his, and all things happen just as he decided long ago. 12. God's purpose in this was that we should praise God and give glory to him for doing these mighty things for us, who were the first to trust in Christ. 13. And because of what Christ did, all you others too, who heard the good news about how to be saved and trusted Christ, were marked as belonging to Christ by the Holy Spirit, who long ago had been promised to all of us Christians. 14. His presence within us is God's guarantee that he really will give us all that he promised, and the Spirit's seal upon us means that God has already purchased us and that he guarantees to bring us to himself. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God. 15. That is why, ever since I heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and of the love you have for Christians everywhere. 16. 17. I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you wisdom to see clearly and really understand who Christ is and all he has done. 18. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future he has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we who are Christ's have been given to him. 19. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same mighty power. 20. That raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heaven. 21. Far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. Yes, his honor is far more glorious than that of anyone else either in this world or in the world to come. 22. And God has put all things under his feet and made him the supreme head of the church. 23. Which is his body, filled with himself, the author and giver of everything everywhere. Chapter 2. Once you were under God's curse, doomed forever for your sins. 2. You went along with the crowd and were just like all the others, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air who is at work right now in the hearts of those who are against the Lord. 3. All of us used to be just like they are, our lives expressing the evil within us, doing every wicked thing we longed to do or thought about. We started out bad with evil natures born within us, and were under God's anger just like everyone else. 4. But God is so rich in mercy, he loved us so much. 5. That even though we were spiritually dead and doomed by our sins, he gave us back our lives again when he raised Christ from the dead. Only by his undeserved favor have we ever been saved. 6. And lifted us up from the grave into glory along with Christ, where we sit with him in the heavenly realms, all because of what Christ Jesus did. 7. And now God can always point to us as examples of how very, very rich his kindness is, as shown in all he has done for us through Jesus Christ. 8. Because of his kindness you have been saved through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourselves, it too is a gift from God. 9. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit for it. 10. It is God Himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus, lives which He planned out for us long ages ago to spend in helping others. 11. Never forget that once you were heathen, and that you were called godless and unclean by the Jews. But their hearts too were still unclean, even though they were going through the ceremonies and rituals of the godly, for they circumcised themselves as a sign of godliness. 12. Remember that in those days you were living utterly apart from Christ, you were enemies of God's children, and He had promised you no help. You were without God, without hope. 13. But now you belong to Christ Jesus, and though you once were far away from God, now you have been brought very near to Him because of what Jesus Christ has done for you with His blood. 14. For Christ Himself is our way of peace. He has made peace between us Jews and you Gentiles by making one person out of us, breaking down the wall of anger that used to divide us. 15. By His death He ended the angry resentment between us, caused by the Jewish laws which favored the Jews and excluded the Gentiles, for He died to annul that whole system of Jewish laws. Then He took the two groups that had been opposed to each other and made them parts of Himself, thus He fused them together as one new person, and at last there was peace. 16. As parts of the same body, their anger against each other disappeared, for both were reconciled to God. And so the feud ended at last at the cross. 17. And He has brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were very far away from Him, and to us Jews who were near. 18. Now all of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, may come to God the Father with the Holy Spirit's help because of what Christ has done for us. 19. Now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. 20. What a foundation you stand on now, the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone of the building is Jesus Christ Himself. 21. Along with Christ, we who believe are carefully joined together as parts of a beautiful, constantly growing temple for God. 22. And you also are joined in with Him and with each other by the Spirit, and are part of this dwelling place of God. Chapter 3. I, Paul, the servant of Christ, am here in jail because of you for preaching that you Gentiles are a part of God's house. 2:3. No doubt you already know that God has given me this special work of showing God's favor to you Gentiles, as I briefly mentioned before in one of my letters. God Himself showed me this secret plan of His, that the Gentiles too are included in His kindness. 4. I say this to explain to you how I know about these things. 5. In olden times God did not share this plan with His people, but now He has revealed it by the Holy Spirit to His apostles and prophets. 6. And this is the secret, that the Gentiles will have their full share with the Jews in all the riches inherited by God's sons. They both are invited to belong to His church, and all of God's promises of mighty blessings through Christ apply to them both when they accept the good news about Christ and what He has done for them. 7. God has given me the wonderful privilege of telling everyone about this plan of His, and He has given me His power and special ability to do it well. 8. Just think. Though I did nothing to deserve it, and though I am the most useless Christian there is, yet I was the one chosen for this special joy of telling the Gentiles the glad news of the endless treasures available to them in Christ. 9. And to explain to everyone that God is the Savior of the Gentiles too, just as He who made all things had secretly planned from the very beginning. 10. And His reason? To show to all the powers of heaven how perfectly wise God is when they see all of His family Jews and Gentiles joined together in His church. 11. Just as He had always planned to do through Jesus Christ our Lord. 12. Now we can come fearlessly right into God's presence, assured of His glad welcome when we come with Christ and trust in Him. 13. So please don't lose heart at what they are doing to me here. It is for you I am suffering, and you should feel honored and encouraged. 14. When I think of the wisdom and scope of His plan, I fall down on my knees and pray to the Father. 15. Of all the great family of God, some of them up there in heaven and some down here on earth. 16. That out of His glorious, unlimited resources He will give you the mighty inner strengthening of His Holy Spirit. 17. And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in Him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. 18, 19, And may you be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high His love really is, and to experience this love for yourselves, though it is so great that you will never see the end of it, or fully know or understand it. And so at last you will be filled up with God Himself. 20. Now glory be to God, who by His mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. 21. May He be given glory forever and ever through endless ages because of His master plan of salvation for the Church through Jesus Christ. Chapter 4. I beg you, I, a prisoner here in jail for serving the Lord, to live and act in a way worthy of those who have been chosen for such wonderful blessings as these. 2. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. 3. Try always to be led along together by the Holy Spirit, and so be at peace with one another. 4. We are all parts of one body, we have the same Spirit, and we have all been called to the same glorious future. 5. For us there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. 6. And we all have the same God and Father who is over us all and in us all, and living through every part of us. 7. However, Christ has given each of us special abilities, whatever He wants us to have out of His rich storehouse of gifts. 8. The psalmist tells about this, for he says that when Christ returned triumphantly to heaven after His resurrection and victory over Satan, He gave generous gifts to the children of men. 9. Notice that it says He returned to heaven. This means that He had first come down from the heights of heaven, far down to the lowest parts of the earth. 10. The same one who came down is the one who went back up, that He might be the ruler over all things everywhere, from the farthest down to the highest up. 11. Some of us have been given special ability as apostles, to others He has given the gift of being able to preach well, some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust Him as their Savior, still others have a gift for caring for God's people as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God. 12. Why is it that He gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do better work for Him, building up the Church, the body of Christ, to a position of strength and maturity. 13. Until finally we all believe alike about our salvation and about our Savior, God's Son, and all become full grown in the Lord. Yes, grow to the point of being filled full with Christ. 14. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different, or has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. 15. 16. Instead, we will lovingly follow the truth at all times, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, and so become more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of His body, the Church. Under His direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly, and each part in its own special way helps the other parts, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. 17. 18. Let me say this, then, speaking for the Lord, live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blinded and confused. Their closed hearts are full of darkness, they are far away from the life of God because they have shut their minds against Him, and they cannot understand His ways. 20. But that isn't the way Christ taught you. 19. They don't care anymore about right and wrong and have given themselves over to impure ways. They stop at nothing their evil minds can think of. 21. If you have really heard His voice and learned from Him the truths concerning Himself. 22. Then throw off your old evil nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and sham. 23. Now your attitudes and thoughts must all change. 24. Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy and good. Clothe yourself with this new nature. 25. Stop lying to each other, tell the truth, for we are parts of each other, and when we lie to each other we are hurting ourselves. 26. If you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down with you still angry, get over it quickly. 27. For when you are angry you give a mighty foothold to the devil. 28. If anyone is stealing, he must stop it and begin using those hands of his for honest work so he can give to others in need. 29. Don't use bad language. Say only what is good and helpful to those you are talking to, and what will give them a blessing. 30. Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live. Remember, He is the one who marks you present on that day when salvation from sin will be complete. 31. Stop being mean, bad-tempered, and angry. Quarreling, harsh words, and dislike of others should have no place in your lives. 32. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. Chapter 5. Follow God's example in everything you do, just as a much-loved child imitates his father. 2. Be full of love for others, following the example of Christ who loved you and gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away your sins, and God was pleased, for Christ's love for you was like sweet perfume to him. 3. Let there be no sex sin, impurity, or greed among you. Let no one be able to accuse you of any such things. 4. Dirty stories, foul talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, remind each other of God's goodness and be thankful. 5. You can be sure of this, the kingdom of Christ and of God will never belong to anyone who is impure or greedy, for a greedy person is really an idol worshipper. He loves and worships the good things of this life more than God. 6. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the terrible wrath of God is upon all those who do them. 7. Don't even associate with such people. 8. For though once your heart was full of darkness, now it is full of light from the Lord, and your behavior should show it. 9. Because of this light within you, you should do only what is good and right and true. 10. Learn as you go along what pleases the Lord. 11. Take no part in the worthless pleasures of evil and darkness, but instead, rebuke and expose them. 12. It would be shameful even to mention here those pleasures of darkness which the ungodly do. 13. When you expose them, the light shines in upon their sin and shows it up, and when they see how wrong they really are, some of them may even become children of light. 14. That is why God says, in the Old Testament, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise up from the dead, and Christ shall give you light." 15, 16. So be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools, be wise, make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good. 17. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to. 18. Don't drink too much wine, for many evils lie along that path. Be filled instead with the Holy Spirit and controlled by Him. 19. Talk with each other much about the Lord, quoting psalms and hymns and singing sacred songs and making music in your hearts to the Lord. 20. Always give thanks for everything to our God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 21. Honor Christ by submitting to each other. 22. You wives must submit to your husband's leadership in the same way you submit to the Lord. 23. For a husband is in charge of his wife in the same way Christ is in charge of his body, the church. He gave his very life to take care of it and be its savior. 24. So you wives must willingly obey your husbands in everything, just as the church obeys Christ. 25. And you husbands, show the same kind of love to your wives as Christ showed to the church when he died for her. 26. To make her holy and clean, washed by baptism and God's word. 27. So that he could give her to himself as a glorious church without a single spot or wrinkle or any other blemish, being holy and without a single fault. 28. That is how husbands should treat their wives, loving them as parts of themselves. For since a man and his wife are now one, a man is really doing himself a favor and loving himself when he loves his wife. 29. 30. No one hates his own body but lovingly cares for it, just as Christ cares for his body, the church, of which we are parts. 31. That the husband and wife are one body is proved by the scripture which says, "A man must leave his father and mother when he marries, so that he can be perfectly joined to his wife, and the two shall be one." 32. I know this is hard to understand, but it is an illustration of the way we are parts of the body of Christ. 33. So again I say, a man must love his wife as a part of himself, and the wife must see to it that she deeply respects her husband, obeying, praising, and honoring him. Chapter 6. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. 2. Honor your father and mother. This is the first of God's 10 commandments that ends with a promise. 3. And this is the promise, that if you honor your father and mother, yours will be a long life, full of blessing. 4. And now a word to you parents. Don't keep on scolding and nagging your children, making them angry and resentful. But bring them up with the loving discipline the Lord Himself approves, with suggestions and godly advice. 5. Slaves, obey your masters, be eager to give them your very best. Serve them as you would Christ. 6. 7. Don't please your master when he is watching and then shirk when he isn't looking. Work gladly and hard as though working for Christ, doing the will of God with all your hearts. 8. Remember, the Lord will pay you for each good thing you do, whether you are slave or free. 9. And you slave owners must treat your slaves right, just as I have told them to treat you. Don't threaten them all the time. Remember, you yourselves are slaves to Christ, you have the same master they do, and he has no favorites. 10. Last of all, I want to say this, your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. 11. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against the wiles of Satan. 12. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies, the evil kings of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. 13. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it is all over, you will still be standing up. 14. But to do this, you will need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. 15. Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. 16. In every battle you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. 17. And you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. 18. Pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line with the Holy Spirit's wishes. Plead with Him, reminding Him of your needs, and keep praying earnestly for all Christians everywhere. 19. Pray for me too and ask God to give me the right words as I boldly tell others about the Lord, and as I tell them that His salvation is for the Gentiles too. 20. I am in chains now for preaching this message from God. But pray that I will keep on speaking out boldly for Him even here in prison, as I should. 21. Tychicus, who is a well-beloved brother and faithful helper in the Lord's work, will tell you all about Bo I am getting along. 22. I am sending him to you for just this purpose, that you will know how we are and be encouraged by his report. 23. May God give peace to you, my Christian brothers, and love, with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 24. May God's grace and blessing be upon all who sincerely love our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul,